Hello, everyone. Welcome to the February 19th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for February 19th to February 26th and beyond? Well, there's some really potent stuff going on in the zodiac this week, with a high potential for creating all sorts of events. Ever since Mars entered sidereal Pisces last January, it has been getting closer and closer to Uranus, which has been in Pisces since 2010. As we proceed towards the last days of February, the Mars conjunction with Uranus becomes exact, creating a rather severe and highly problematic energy pattern. Making the pattern more complicated is the interaction with Jupiter, the planet of increase, which by directly aspecting Mars-Uranus adds more juice to an already scary situation. The planet of aggression, violence, and destruction is combining with the planet of sudden events, unusual occurrences, independence, and rebellion. This energy pattern can manifest on the plane of human interactions and or something presented by Mother Nature. Generally, it is a setup for fast-moving, unexpected, and potentially violent events. The Mars-Uranus conjunction is opposite to, and therefore, in mutual aspect with retrograde Jupiter. Mars is the planet of attack. Jupiter is the planet of increase, optimism and confidence, morals and ethics, courts and law. Jupiter's significations will likely suffer in some respect due to the aspect of Mars. Simultaneously with Mars and Uranus influencing retrograde Jupiter is influencing Mars and Uranus. Retrograde planets are close to the Earth, and therefore bright in the heavens, and therefore extra powerful. Jupiter, as the planet of increase and confidence, is helping Mars plus Uranus. In other words, encouraging violence, Mars, by the rebels, Uranus. The recent increase in suicide bombings in the Mideast countries is one example of this. This three-planet energy pattern gives rise to a number of scenarios and potential events. The Mars-Uranus conjunction is well known for creating sudden violence, which can be intentional or by accident. Jupiter, as the planet of increase, gives an additional boost to the violence potential, making this pattern an indicator for a large-scale event. Oh yes, and Pisces is ruled by Jupiter. In astrological terminology, Mars and Uranus are being aspected by their dispositor, which further strengthens the Mars-Uranus energy pattern. Jupiter is the planet of truth and ethics, and therefore integrity. Jupiter represents people and institutions that promote and uphold truth and ethical behavior. Jupiter is being challenged by the opposition of Mars, planet of aggression, plus Uranus, planet of disruption. The result is a crisis in the truth and ethics department. Jupiter is the planet of law, courts, and judges. Jupiter is retrograde, in other words, being held back. An indication of judgment being held back, slowed down, or postponed. Simultaneously, Mars, planet of impatience and haste, combines with Uranus, planet of sudden action, to try to force Jupiter's decision. Mars and Uranus indicate taking risks. Jupiter's energy of confidence adds to the risk-taking behavior, encouraging people to try things that are inherently dangerous. This energy is available to everyone, which can have negative consequences if you get into, for instance, a tight situation while driving on the freeway. How long will this nasty planetary pattern continue for? Well, not too much longer. Mars will be changing signs, moving into Aries on March 1st. Meanwhile, Venus, which has been waiting patiently nearby, will remain in Pisces. Venus, as the planet of harmony and compromise, will help repair some of the damage. When it is benefically influenced, Uranus can be the planet of realization. On Sunday, February 26th, the same day that Mars is exactly conjunct Uranus, there's a new moon at 14 degrees Aquarius. This marks the beginning of the Hindu lunar month Falguna, named for the nakshatra of the full moon, which will be on March 12th in Uttara Falguni. The energy of Falguna is usually considered beneficial, especially for cultural events dealing with higher authorities, marriage, sacred ceremonies, and making promises. But this new moon is only a few degrees away from Ketu, one of the lunar nodes, and therefore is positioned for an eclipse. In this case, the disk of the moon won't completely cover the sun, forming a solar annular eclipse, where the edges of the sun will be seen encircling the dark moon. An eclipse distorts the energy of the coming lunar month, weakening it for positive manifestations. Therefore, even though Falguna is usually a good month, the coming 4 weeks are not going to be as beneficial as they might be otherwise. The energy of any month is affected by the planetary pattern present at the birth of the month, and specifically by any planets that directly interact with the new moon. In this case, the lunation is bracketed by Mercury on one side and Neptune on the other. Mercury and Neptune have diametrically opposite meanings. Mercury is the planet of the rational intellect, of linear, logical reasoning. Neptune is the planet of dreams and illusions, in other words, the non-rational. Mercury combined with Neptune can be good for using the imagination, for instance, in creative work, in the arts, and so forth. But, on the downside, Neptune can confuse and deceive Mercury, causing misunderstandings, or even be deliberately misleading. Now, add to that the solar eclipse, and don't forget the intense Mars-Uranus conjunction opposing Jupiter, and it becomes obvious that this is no ordinary lunar month. Maybe better to stay out of sight for a few days. Anyway, some better news will be coming in next week's post. And if you appreciate being informed of what's happening in the zodiac, you can help support this ongoing project by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Thank you. And until next week.